Welcome back. I got a story for you. Prior to COVID, I spent a lot of my time doing parish missions in the United States. And during the year, I usually had scheduled one or two stretches of 14 days in a row where I would be away from home. That means I would fly to the U.S., I would do a parish mission, fly to another city, do a parish mission, fly to another city, do a parish mission, fly to another city, do a parish mission, then fly home. And again, we'd do that one or two times during the year where it would be these 14-day stretches. That meant it was really hard for Janelle because she was at home alone with five children, young children. So usually during those 14-day stretches, we would have extra help that would come into the home. My mom was very generous and would often come and stay with Janelle while I was away for those 14 days. And one of my highlights after those 14 days was flying home and then going through the gates. And there the kids are. And the kids come running up to me at the gate and they jump into my arms. And Janelle is there and giving her a hug. And one of the very first things that Janelle would often say to me, almost command of me after 14 days of not seeing her, was this. She would say, "Tell me everything. Tell me everything." She wanted to know everything that had happened. She wanted to know all the places that I went to, all the people that I spoke to, the interesting conversations, how I saw God moving in the parish missions, the people that I met at those events, the places that maybe I went to if I had some downtime. She literally wanted to know everything. And I wanted to know everything that went on at home too. And of course, we would keep in contact during those 14-day stretches. But isn't that what love does? When you love someone, don't you want to know everything about them? Now, wouldn't it be odd if I came home after 14 days and Janelle never asked me anything about how it went? I mean, think about that. You say, "Oh, I love you, but I don't want to know anything about you." I mean, love doesn't do that. When you love someone, you want to know everything about them and you want to disclose your heart to them so they know you. So it goes back and forth. Now let's take this thought to our relationship with Jesus. Isn't it unusual for us to say, "Jesus, I love you, but I don't want to know anything about you"? I mean, we can't say that if we truly want to love Jesus, because by virtue of loving someone, we want to know them. Love unites itself to the one you love. So if we want to love Jesus, we are going to unite ourselves to him. That's spiritual life. That's the journey, isn't it? Uniting our will to the will of God, doing God's will in everything. By virtue of doing that, we will want to know him. It would be inconsistent with love to say, "Jesus, I love you, but I don't want to know anything about you." No. So that means what you're doing here is an expression of love because you're trying to know more about Jesus. But even throughout the day, it's a move of love when we put our hearts and minds upon Jesus, about his life, his death, his resurrection, what he taught. I mean, we should want to know about these things. And so what you're doing during this Advent journeying with us, it's an expression of your love for Jesus. And we need to continue that because that is what love does. Love wants to know about the one they are loving. Father Fernandez says, "When you love someone, you want to know all about his life and character so as to become like him. That is why we have to meditate on the life of Jesus, from his birth in a stable right up to his death and resurrection." Father Fernandez takes this one step further. He's saying not only should we want to know about the life of Jesus from the manger to the cross, but in the Christian life, we are also to imitate the life of Jesus, not just know about his life, but to imitate his life, because God is love. We cannot experience a single good thought or feeling which he cannot make his own. Nor is there any thought or feeling of his which we ought not to do our best to make ours. There's nothing about our human experience that Jesus does not understand. He is fully God and he's also fully man. So everything about our human experience, Jesus completely and totally understands. So every feeling, that good feeling that we're capable of experiencing, Jesus knows and understands that fully and completely. And every feeling and thought that Jesus had in his life, we should put our minds upon that and want to experience that as well, because we are to imitate the life of Jesus. Remember, love seeks to know the one they are loving. So one question we might ask ourselves is, can we know God completely? And the answer is no. We can never know God completely. And if we could know God completely, he would not be God. Because God is infinite. But nonetheless, God wants to reveal himself to us. As a husband and wife should want to know everything about each other to grow in a healthy relationship, so it is with our relationship with Jesus. We should want to know everything about him. For example, it's good for a husband and wife to know each other's joys and their sorrows, their what makes them happy, what makes them sad, what makes them frustrated. Maybe you're already an expert on that. Maybe you are the expert in causing the frustration. But in any case, we should want to know these things also about Jesus, even more so. What makes Jesus' heart happy? What does he delight in? What makes the heart of Jesus sorrowful? And are we contributing to his sorrow or his delight? We should want to know these things. We should not want to remain ignorant about these things, close our ears and our eyes. Oh, I don't want to know those things. No, if you really love someone, you want to know everything about him. And so we should want to know everything about Jesus that is humanly possible. And the beautiful thing is God wants to reveal himself to our hearts. So ask. Ask that the love of God would be revealed to your heart. Because he wants to do this. Friends, thanks for watching.